Good afternoon, and thank you so much for calling Arch Top Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
I don't have much of a pleasure. First name is Charlie. I've called before and got a bit of information. I just have a couple of additional questions.
Sure, absolutely. I'd be more than happy to answer them.
I see you guys are laying conduit in Kingston, New York.
Okay.
I'm thrilled because I hate Spectrum. no joke. When I talk to them, I tell them I hate them.
Absolutely.
Anyway, I know that the gentleman I was speaking to before said something about there's like a 30-day trial. I can, you know, see if I like it, whatever. The question I have is centered mostly around that. I understand that, I live on a dead-end street. He said, yes, you will be getting service. I think he said, but it won't be available until like the first of the month.
Okay, let me just go ahead and take a look. What is your service street address?
Yes, 67 mm-hmm. Hutton, Hutton Street, Kingston.
Yeah, Hutton Street, I know it. And I do see it here, and it does show as December 1st for the in-service date.
Okay, so if I'm leaning towards anybody other than the Spectrum. The fact is, the wire, you just win extra points. So I'm definitely interested. However, I'm curious, the 30-day trial, how does that run? Because once it comes in, I got to get the equipment in, get the equipment set up, figure out what the heck I'm doing. I have a couple of fire sticks to watch TV off of. Everything else is running off of cable boxes. And since the fiber coming in, I don't think connects directly to a TV, so I'd still be doing like internet streaming services.
Okay, yeah, no, so actually the way that the install is, we don't make you do it yourself, we actually send a tech out.
Okay.
So the tech would be able to set you up completely. With the streaming services, if you have difficulty connecting the Fire Stick to the internet, our techs could also walk you through it too, if necessary.
I mean, the Fire Stick currently connects to the Wi-Fi that I have in the house now through Spectrum, so that part works fine. But, hello?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, yeah, I enough dropped. Mine dropped.
No, you're fine. I'm still here.
Okay, but what I'm gathering is that the type of service you're going to be providing would require smart TVs, not traditional.
So not necessarily. So we provide a modem and a router. Mm-hmm. And what happens is that the router also still has 4 Ethernet ports on the back of it, so you would still be able to keep your hardwired connections if you have any.
Okay, but the TV doesn't do Ethernet. Anything that does HDMI off the cable box,
The Fire Stick itself, though, if the Fire Stick is plugged into the TV, it's the Fire Stick that would connect to the internet.
Okay, yeah, but that's going Wi-Fi. I mean, like right now I'm running one TV off of Fire Stick. My wife is a traditionalist, nicest way I can put it. She says, no, I like being able to go to channel 4 and get this. I said, okay, so it may end up being on a different channel, but we'd end up going through like Hulu or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because my understanding is that the service you're providing is not, like Spectrum has, okay, well, here's your TV channels. Your service is not going to provide that. I'd be doing
correct.
Like Hulu or something for the for the television channels. Okay, so during that period, I would need to get the Hulu and whatnot set up, figure out how to use it, teach my wife how to use it. God bless me. Oh, God. but anyway, and if I'm going to be that much, I also have to get the VPN installed. I mean, right now with one Fire Stick, I don't really care.
Wait, did you just say a VPN installed?
Well, I'm thinking if I'm going to be living that much on the internet, is a VPN not a good idea in your service?
Well, I mean, it's not required.
Okay.
I mean, VPNs are typically used to connect from your home network to, say, for example, I sometimes, if I have to connect from my computer to my home office's network. That's what I would use a VPN for, typically. So, I mean, that would just create a secure connection to my home office. So, I mean, it really depends on what you're planning on doing.
Well, I mean, like even with Fire Stick, I mean, there's a number of movie streaming sites. They said through VPN, it helps eliminate buffering and whatnot. As completely aside from it hides your particular address, but okay, so
the VPN would hide your IP address, but at the same time, I've also seen it where if you don't have a really, really good VPN, it may also slow your connection.
Okay, but anyway, so I would still have to get like Hulu or something. I mean, I know there's a bunch of them out there. That's just
names. Yeah, there's Hulu, Fubo, there's YouTube TV. There's Netflix, Peacock. Peacock doesn't have a lot on it, though, unfortunately.
Yeah, Peacock, I think, is semi-free.
Yes. Like, and then, like food, typically, like their Peacock's typical like monthly fee is about like $6-$7 a month, if that.
Yeah, I mean, I've got to find one that's going to have General Hospital, which is, I think, ABC. I believe Hulu carries that.
I think either Hulu or it's Netflix that carries General Hospital.
Yeah, I know that. I don't know if I looked at it. Either one, anyway. But I would have to get those things set up as well. So basically, my question is on that 30-day. But the related question.
Mm-hmm.
Since my understanding is that there's no contract, no, you know, penalty for early termination, even
correct.
If it took me 2 months to get things set up, and if I said, nah, she just ain't happy, I could still drop off then. So the 30-day trial, what does the 30-day trial really mean?
So what that means, I mean, I'm not really sure what the 30-day trial in simplest terms would really mean, but we don't carry any contracts, so you can cancel at any time for any reason and not have a cancellation fee. We also prorate, so what that means is if there's unused time within that month, then at that point, obviously, we wouldn't charge you for that unused time. We wouldn't charge you for the whole month.
Okay. Okay, so, I mean, if it did take 2 months and she just wasn't happy. I mean, I love the Fire Stick, you know. But
yeah, sometimes it's hard for some people to accept change or really get into the benefits of the change. I know, for example, my children, they know a lot more about certain apps than I do. But I mean, it's always a learning experience. I had a mom who didn't even know how to switch the input on the TV. I had to teach her repeatedly for about 6 months before she got
that's
it.
That's a menu right on the TV.
Yes, she was in her 70s. So she did not understand anything technological. She knew how to turn on the TV. She knew how to get to her channels if it was directly on the cable box. I finally taught her how to use the smart hub on the Samsung TV.
Okay, well, then it sounds like you're talking about my wife. I'm not joking.
Yeah, it was a process, but she finally learned, so do have patience, and she will eventually definitely get it.
Okay, so there's no, I mean, it's like I don't get you terminate the contract, now we charge you for the equipment we brought in. I mean, I know the equipment would go back out and all that stuff, but.
Yes.
Okay, so then whatever the guy was telling me about the 30-day trial really is immaterial.
Well, regardless, there's no fees. There's no, like, hey, you must be with us for 2 years. There is the benefit of having the auto pay. If you do have that on and set to your checking account, you do get a $10 savings every month for 2 years. After the 2 years, it just goes back up to the regular price, depending upon which plan you have, whether it's the 1 gig or the 2 gig. The 1 gig, the regular price is $79.99. The 2 gig is normally $99.99. If you do the sign up with the auto pay and paperless billing through your checking account, it saves you $10 every month. So instead of $79.99 for the 1 gig, you're paying only $69.99.
And
same thing for the 2 gig.
if you do the telephone service, I think it's roughly an extra $20 a month.
It's $24.99 per month.
Yeah, okay.
And all the taxes and fees are included, too. So you don't have to worry about paying more than what you get quoted for.
Okay, so I know I'm going to do this. And try to convince her. I don't know if I guess I could probably try subscribing to Hulu and stuff now, just so it's there, but they're not as forgiving on their subscriptions. So when do I say yes?
So that's up to you. We can get you into the system now if you want. And once the in-service date arrives, which is December 1st, we would call you to get you scheduled. Or you can give us a call either on the 1st or after to go ahead and sign up.
Okay, because I say, I've got one smart TV. Unfortunately, it's because as you get old, I can't get the old TV off the wall. I'm just not strong enough.
I know that feeling. I have a non-smart TV that's literally affixed to my wall, and it is so heavy and so high up. And I'm short. I'm 5'1". And I don't have the muscles I used to have.
The Army put me in at 5'2". I never really was 5'2", and now Mother Nature and a sense of humor is making me shrink.
Oh,
and
yes.
I'm approaching 70. So, and with COVID, my wife doesn't want strangers in the house. So it's like, okay, this is going to be fun.
That's understandable, but we can also make sure that if she wants to feel better, we can have them wear a mask if necessary. It would just be a special request, but of course, it's understandable. Thankfully, there's been a huge decrease in the whole COVID thing since 2022.
It's on the rise again, and RSV is coming in. Yeah, if you take a look.
Yeah, RSV I've heard about, but I haven't heard too many about COVID.
They say there are increased cases showing up with COVID again.
Oh, great.
Yeah, it ain't gone yet. Or the government's still screwing with this. I'm not sure.
Yeah. But we can request that as well if that makes you feel a little bit more comfortable.
Okay. Because the flyer guide says, okay, you got to call by, October 20th. I'm already past that.
Yeah, you're fine because we continue to extend it. It's kind of our everyday price. It also just allows us to keep track of the flyers, which ones were sent when.
Okay. So it really doesn't matter when I call and say yes?
Correct.
The service is ready.
Yep.
Okay. All right. I know I'm coming. I know I'm coming. It's just the other stuff to get out of the way. All right. Yeah, I just wanted to find out about I don't know. And if you got some free time, if you already got through teaching the one, you're going to come teach my wife.
Ah!
I'll pay you for your time.
Well, I know the techs are also very, very good with helping that as well. As far as it goes, they would be more than happy to get you guys set up.
Yeah, I wouldn't inflict that on anybody, but. Okay. I have no other questions at this time.
Okay. All right. Well, whenever you are ready, just give us a call. We're more than happy to answer any further questions that you may have, even if they pop up in the future. And we're more than happy to go ahead and help out with a smooth installation if you do decide to sign up with us.
All right. And, I know I'd ask the ideal gentleman just to as far as I know, T-Mobile was talking about, they have, the wireless internet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's reliant upon their cellular signal.
Right. So at peak times, it slows down. That's not going to happen with the fiber cable?
No, not at all, because we are hardwired. We have several substations that actually have generators for when the power goes out. If you have a battery backup for your devices that you can plug the modem and router into, or even a generator for the house, you would still be able to receive service from us even if the power goes out.
I like that. I have a generator. Okay.
Oh, yeah. So just make sure that, when you crank up that generator, that it is definitely, what's it called? Definitely connecting to the power that would supply the modem and the router so that you could continue to have internet. And of course, any devices that you want to be using, of course.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
But yeah, we have hospital grade or higher generators that provide power when the power goes out, especially during those crazy winter storms.
Yeah, they never happen here. Okay. I had a minor side. I was looking to get solar installed. The gentleman kept saying, "Oh no, you don't need a battery backup. You save it all up to web." I said, "Okay, let's say we have an ice storm. Like, not that we ever have those here." And the guy says, "Oh yeah, like last year." I said, "Yeah." I said, "And the wire goes down." He goes, "Yeah." I said, "How do I pull from the cloud?"
Exactly.
Are you going, yeah, okay, thank you.
Yeah, exactly. And at that point, that's when solar panels would be very, very good. Because it would also generate the heat by having the sun beat down on it, and then the solar panel also reflects that because it's dark. So it would help melt that ice, too.
Yeah, you know, and with the battery backup, I'm covered during the night.
Exactly.
Until the light suns come on. Okay. But he actually laughed at me. He says, "Oh, you don't need that. You just don't understand."
Just takes a little bit of research. That's all you need.
Yeah, well, when the salesman laughed at me, I said, "Good day."
Yep, have a good day, because at that point, when you know you've done your research and you know that you are correct based on the research that you did, then at that point, you have absolutely every single right.
No.
But yeah, no. So yeah, just let us know whenever you would be ready, or if you decide to move forward with us to let us know.
I'm definitely going to do it. It's just, since it's not here yet, I guess start looking into Hulu and some of the other packages.
Absolutely. That way you can familiarize yourself a little bit and be ready to make that change.
Yeah, and I'm so glad, because I hate Spectrum. But anyway.
I don't blame you there. I've heard many stories.
Yeah. So, all right. I thank you so much for your time.
Of course. Of course. And thank you so much for calling Archtop Fiber. I hope that you have a fantastic rest of your evening and a great Thanksgiving coming up next week.
And you as well.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
We'll be calling you guys back.
Absolutely. And we look forward to it.
All right. Bye-bye.
Have a great evening.